Welcome to Rock Solid Devotional, a moment to start your day.
Last time, we heard the wise father warning his young son about the destructive lifestyle into which wrongdoers are trying to entice him. Now, the instructional setting moves from homes to public places. God's wisdom, personified as a woman, confronts the unwise. They are slouching towards disaster. Wisdom sternly warns them that they have only two choices, either good judgment or reckless stupidity, either life or death. Her speech has two parts. First, wisdom speaks directly to those who are irresponsible, foolish, or rebellious. She calls them out for rejecting and mocking good counsel and carelessly flirting with destructive influences. They have rejected wisdom. Now wisdom will reject them. In the second part, wisdom no longer speaks directly to the unwise. Their refusal to listen has distanced and separated her from them. Warnings ignored have ended in judgment. But all who listen to wisdom and live accordingly will flourish. Here's the introduction to her speech. Proverbs 1, verses 20 to 21, reading from the ESV. Wisdom cries aloud in the street. In the markets, she raises her voice. At the head of the noisy streets, she cries out. At the entrance of the city gates, she speaks. In her concern, wisdom urgently calls out to the unwise, wherever they are. Above the noise in the streets, her voice rings out. City streets were narrow, but the markets were broad, open spaces. They were typically positioned either where several streets met or near the gates of the city. Above the noise of buying, selling, and public gatherings, wisdom's intense cry rises. She yells, entreats, rebukes, reasons, warns, and even ridicules. Wisdom speaks out urgently. Her hearer's response will mean life or death for them. But wisdom also does not want any of them to face painful consequences. That's why she tries to break through their carelessness, complacency, recklessness, or willfulness, urging them to turn to her without delay. The city gates are also where leaders meet to hear cases and guide their community. Only with wisdom can their work succeed. God's wisdom is for all of life. This comprehensiveness may also be emphasized by the plural form of the Hebrew word for wisdom: teaching, preaching, prophesying, counseling. God's wisdom is central to all these roles. Next time, we'll begin working our way through wisdom's message itself. Let's pray. Lord God, thank you for caring enough for us to keep seeking and saving us, even when we were lost or straying, even when that is through our own obliviousness, recklessness, or willfulness. Thank you that you are always at work, everywhere. Keep us from becoming so caught up in wrongdoing that you must use pain to get our attention. Create in us hearts that are truly attentive to you. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.